Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Good morning, Latia.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. Back from Fiji. Ooh. A bit sad to be in Auckland.
What was it? Was it just a holiday in Fiji?
Yeah, just visiting family. Oh, yeah, yes. So lovely. But yeah, back here, back in Auckland.
Oh, well, I mean, today the weather's okay today. It's kind of Fiji-like, right?
Yeah, Fiji adjacent. Yeah.
Now, what's on the telly? If people are looking for something to watch this weekend, what have you got for us?
Well, I have a new Netflix show, and I actually watched this at the airport because we got there really early and I had a few hours to kill. So I was like, open Netflix, wanted something light, and I put on Nobody Wants This, which is a new 10-episode series, romantic drama comedy with Kristen Bell and Adam Brody. And I thought it would be, I was like, oh, just give it a go. This seems like whatever. I was so hooked. It's actually really, really good. It's about Kristen plays Joanne, a podcaster. She's very outspoken. She's very funny, very independent. Cool girl. And she falls for Adam Brody's character, who is a hot rabbi. So very different lives, they would seem incompatible, but they fall for each other. But obviously, they've got to get through like the meddling families, the kind of religious incompatibility, all these little obstacles. But the chemistry is so good. Adam Brody, I think we've, as a society, underutilized him as a romantic lead for the last 20 years. I've had a crush on him since The O.C.
You're calling it. He's yeah. Underutilized as a romantic lead.
Yeah. He's so. I don't know why we haven't put him in more rom-coms. He's so good. He's just so charming. It's like if Seth Cohen from The O.C. grew up and realized he was hot, and it's just like owning it. He's just so good and thoughtful and observant to his character in this film, in this series. And Kristen Bell is just so funny and spiky, and it's got a great supporting cast. There's, I forget her name, Willa from Succession. She's great as Joanne's sister. It's just a great little rom-com, and it's fun. It is very of this time, but it doesn't feel too much like it's been kind of constructed by TikTok or like Gen Z kind of, I don't know, like internet humor or dialogue. Like, it is very contemporary, but it's the bond between them feels very real. What they're navigating feels very real. Joanne's kind of anxious, avoidant attachment style, scared to be vulnerable, scared that he's not going to like her for who she is. All very relatable themes. Mm-hmm. Any of the girlies that have had a crush on Adam Brody, this one is for you. I just think it's a great, if you're looking for a light rom-com, you want to be like twirling your hair, you know, kicking your feet, kind of blushing, just watch this one. It's good.
Excellent. Have you managed to watch the entire series?
No, I'm up to episode 7 or 8, so I've got 2 more to go. There's 10 episodes, half hour. So I'm hoping they stick together, but I can already see on the internet, like, people are like, when season 2? So I feel like it might end on a bit of a cliffhanger, mm-hmm. or an unambiguous note. So, yeah, it definitely is something that I feel like maybe this could have been a film, but then I'm also happy that it's stretched out so I can just, you know, you can kind of have, you know, 10 episodes of it and see Adam Brody as many times as you want on screen. So that's great for me.
Excellent. It's got a high rating on IMDb and also on Rotten Tomatoes. It's like 94, which is crazy.
I think the performances and like the relationship and the dialogue is where it really fires. Like, I think the cinematography and the direction is sort of very kind of, it's nothing kind of special or to sing home about, but it is very much the characters and their relationship that I think is the one what really powers it through. And the hot priest thing, like, Fleabag did it and it was great. Now we've got Hot Rabbi. It's really following in those footsteps. So yeah, it's a good fun watch if you're looking for something new.
All right, easy breezy, fun watching. Nobody Wants This on Netflix at the moment. Hey Latia, thank you very much for the recommendation. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
No worries. You too. See you next week.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.